Thank you for calling Carson Video Membership. This is Shelby. How may I help you?
Hi, who am I speaking with again? Sorry.
Shelby.
I just spoke with you, Shelby, about an hour and a half ago.
You're Alexandria?
Yes.
Okay. I remember your voice.
Yeah, it's still not going through. And I'm just afraid that lady may have took my information and just hijacked my whole account and changed my password. And it's not letting me do anything. Is there a way I can create a whole new account and just transfer my membership to a new account?
You'll actually have to, cancel this account that you have now.
I can't get into it, so I can't cancel it.
Yeah, I could. You weren't going to be able to anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to do that for you.
But can I transfer my membership to another account, or it won't work like that?
It's going to be like a whole new membership if you do it like
that. And I
have
to sign up for it again and pay for it?
I could refund you your $5 and then you could sign up again. Your refund will be in your account in 3 to 5 days though, because you know of how that just works like that. But
yeah, I just want to cancel it because I don't want her to have whoever got into it and changed stuff. I don't want them to have access to my card number or anything. So I just want to go ahead and just cancel that.
Okay.
I'm still not able to get in. I've tried all 4 different email addresses that could have possibly been on there, and it's still not letting me in.
Did you try by chance? Did you try your site username?
Yes. So I went to the Lost Your Password. I went to that link, and my site username is just alexandria.brown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I clicked get new password, and that was an hour ago, and I still haven't received anything.
Okay, hold on, right? Because this is what I'm going to do. Because you just can't access it at all.
Yeah, it's completely hijacked.
Let me see if this works. Because someone just called me with the same problem, and boom. Who is Nancy? Nancy Reese.
Yes, that's what I was saying. That's an email address that it was changed to. I got an email yesterday, and it said nancyreese@yahoo.ca. Changed my email. I'm like, that's not me. And I didn't want to respond back to the email, so I said, let me get up and call. And,
But I did just get in your account, though. I changed the password to ABC123 in all lowercase, and it let me in it.
And what's my email address? And let me see.
Okay, I do see Nancy, R-I-C-I. Yeah, okay, but.
Well, that was a hard choice.
Okay, did by chance yesterday you call and ask them to, that was on the 10th that you called and asked them to update your email address, wasn't it?
Right, because I couldn't find a number. It just kept sending email. I don't like doing stuff through email because, you know, you can get the okie doke.
And
so
I just found a problem right here. See, that's why I had to get into that account so I could see who is Nancy. But I just got into Nancy account, and whoever you spoke with on the phone on the 10th, you spoke with them through email on the 10th.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So they were under this because they made a note in this person's account, and it says on October 10, 2020 at 3:29 a.m., she updated customer the email address, change email from dancesm@yahoo.com to alexandriabrown822@that, but that's not the right one.
Right, because I did several requests. Let me see if I can go back in there. Crafty first. So Sunday I sent an email saying that I had put the wrong email address on, So that was the 11th. So, yeah, I put it on and said I got the wrong email address. I'm not even responding back to you on the 11th. I'm sorry. Well, I know I sent one saying that I was having issues, and then I did another one today, but then I was still having issues that I just want to cancel the account. But I received the email last night saying that my email address was changed to Nancy.
Yeah, and I see that because the girl who did it, obviously she messed with Nancy too, because Nancy asked could her email address be updated because of something somebody else did. And she asked for her email address to be updated yesterday.
Okay, so yeah, somebody changed, because it was yesterday. I had got off of work and I got an email. It was like 7 o'clock that it was done.
Okay, can I place you on a brief hold for a second?
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, do you want to change the email address that's on your account, or you want to keep that one?
So what email address is on my account? Is it the AlexandriaBrown822@gmail.com?
No, it's the DanceDM@yahoo.com.
Okay, yeah, that's wrong.
Okay, so you do want to change that one.
Yes, because I had an issue with that one. I mistyped it, but it's supposed to be DanceDDM@yahoo.com, but I accidentally put DanceDSM, so I changed it completely to my other email address.
Okay, and you do want to change it to Alexandria Brown, right? 822.
Yes. Yep. 822@gmail.com. So AlexandriaBrown 822@gmail.com.
Yep, I got it right here. And I am so sorry about that, but I'm just glad I was able to find the problem.
I thought somebody was trying to hijack my account, because it happened before where I get links, alerts in it like it was a data breach. And I'm like, crap, I just created this whole new password, but now someone got this one, but it just looks like someone got their wires crossed on you guys' back end and switched our accounts around.
Yep, I know exactly who did it, and I don't know why they did it.
So Nancy may be calling you soon, too.
Yep. Let me see, because now they're saying that your email not coming up. the dance, the DD meal is not coming up, but it's clearly right here. Because this is the email that it's under. I was like, I don't know what is going on with this.
Yeah, I was confused. I was like, I'm still not able to get in.
Okay. So what I'm about to do right now is I did put in the request for them to change your email address again.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't, I think they're gonna get to it by the end of the day. But I know if you want to get in your account right now, you would have to sign in under your username instead of your email address.
Because when I try to like log in, it only says email address. It doesn't give me a username at all.
I know it doesn't, but you just have to type in the username, because that's what I did, and it let me log in. But you know, Nancy is popping up, but we are definitely going to fix that. We're working on it as we speak right now.
So I think Nancy may have changed my password, because I still can't get in.
Oh, no, I changed her password to...
oh, that's right. What was it? ABC123?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Are you able to get in with that?
I just got in, and, yeah, this is... it says Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and this is my card. This is my card on file, so this is my account.
Yeah, it's your account. It just has the wrong email address on it. So, no one hacked it or anything. It was just a... it was someone's fault here, because they did the wrong thing and actually updated the wrong email address.
The wrong account. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm so sorry about that. Cause
no,
I'm
it's
like, what's going on?
As long as nobody hacks it and I don't have to worry about them just getting my... that's the only thing I was concerned with.
Yeah,
just
your information.
But I'll wait and see if it updates. And I'll go from there. It let me in now. It just says Nancy on there now.
Okay.
All right.
And,
well, I think I got in now.
Okay. And if you, you know, of course, if you do need any further assistance, to always call this number back and I can help you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.